Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you in the wonderful name above every name, that wonderful name of Jesus. And I pray that you and your friends, family, and loved ones have enjoyed a beautiful Thanksgiving holiday season. And I don't have any problem using that word holiday because really it comes from the ancient expression of holy day. And certainly, while the world continues to commercialize the feasts of the Lord, if you will, yet as Christians, we can be ever so grateful for all that God has done in our lives and the lives of our loved ones, as well as the blessings we have enjoyed in this nation and the freedom to worship God. And I'd just like to begin the broadcast in prayer for those that perhaps are having family difficulties. It's always very hard at a holiday time like this when there are problems, or perhaps you may have spent this time alone, or perhaps loved ones have gone on to be with the Lord. And so I'm asking the Lord to just comfort you and strengthen you. And as we look into His Word, I pray that you'll be encouraged and strengthened by the fact that He is the God of all comfort. Lord, I do praise You for everyone listening, and I thank You, Lord, that You will extend Your grace and mercy and strength and comfort to all those, Lord, who may be going through a difficult time as they're listening to my voice. Lord, only You can heal the brokenhearted, but that's what Jesus came to do. And so, Lord, I just thank You for Your blessings upon Your beloved, and Lord, that You will dry their tears, turn their mourning into dancing. Lord, as we trust in You, we know that every good and every perfect gift comes from You. So we honor You, we reverence You, we bow our hearts before You, and proclaim that You are God and our Lord. And thank You, Lord, for Your ministry by the Holy Spirit to each one. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Well, the scripture the Lord would have me share with you today is, I trust, a very familiar one found in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Very appropriate at this time of year, but something we're to practice every day of the year. And that is, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so I'd like to talk with you for today, perhaps tomorrow, on the habit of giving thanks. Now, we all have habits. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Some of them, you know, like we all probably have little routines as we begin our day. You go into the kitchen to, you know, turn on the coffee pot or get the tea kettle brewing or let the dog out or feed the cat. We all have these little patterns. And before we actually go into the subject of the habit of giving thanks, let me just share with you what the word means in Webster's dictionary. There are several meanings, but the one of the definitions I want to share with you that relates to our subject is the prevailing disposition or character of a person's thoughts and feelings, mental makeup, a settled tendency or usual manner of behavior, a behavior pattern acquired by frequent repetition or physiologic exposure that shows itself in regularity or increased facility of performance. Sometimes those habits tend to be just automatic with us. We do something without even thinking. That's, I think we can relate to what habits are. Well, we want to talk about developing the habit habit of being thankful, giving thanks in all things, as 1 Thessalonians 5:18 declares. We're all creatures of habit, aren't we? And each of us have some good habits and perhaps some bad habits. We are what we are largely because of the habits that we have developed. Some of these habits have been developed carefully and deliberately. Others we've just kind of drifted into and adopted without much deliberation. I don't know if you remember when you were a child, if you omitted to say thank you, wasn't there like a comment, "Now, child, what are you supposed to say?" as a reminder to say thank you. And so our gratitude occasionally would be produced by, some kind of reward or question. But when the Word of Scripture tells us in everything give thanks, we need to develop the habit of giving thanks. And it is something that has to be learned. It's a habit to be learned. We don't become grateful instinctively. Why? Because we're fallen creatures with a carnal nature, and we're living in a world that has been ruled by the kingdom of darkness. Thank God Jesus came to dispel and translate us out of that kingdom. So even though we're still in the world, we're not of it. But it's not an instinctive or natural part of us, because there's sickness, there's death, there's trouble, there's temptations, there's trials on every hand. Jesus said we would have tribulation in the world, but to be of good cheer because he's overcome the world. And we acquire the attitude of gratitude that expresses itself in words and actions. I'm thinking of those 10 lepers that were healed by Jesus, and only one returned to give thanks. You remember that? It was in Luke 17:11-19. And perhaps the one that did come back had developed the habit of recognizing good things and then expressing gratitude for them. We need to give attention to the habits that are so much a part of our lives. We talk much about bad habits. We first make our habits, and then our habits make us. You are what you are today because of the habits that you have developed. And if you're ungrateful, it could be that you've never opened your eyes and developed the habit of expressing thanks for things that have come to you. I know people like that. No matter how much good comes to them, they're never really grateful. They're always seeing, well, there's this that was negative. And I'd like to share with you a little poem by Ellen Isabel Tupper entitled "The Thankful Heart." For all that God in mercy sends, for health and comfort, home and friends, for help in the time of need, for every kindly word and deed, for happy thoughts and holy talk, for guidance in our daily walk, in everything give thanks. For beauty in this world of ours, for verdant grass and lovely flowers, for songs of birds, for hum of bees, for the refreshing summer breeze, for hill and plain, for stream and wood, for the great ocean's mighty flood, in everything give thanks. For the sweet sleep which comes with night, for the returning morning light, for the bright sun that shines on high, for the stars glittering in the sky, for these and everything we see, O Lord, our heart, we lift to thee, in everything give thanks. William Law said that if anyone would tell you the shortest and surest way to happiness, he must tell you to make it a rule to yourself to thank and praise God for everything that happens to you. For it is certain that when whatever seems calamity happens to you, if you thank and praise God for it, you turn it into a blessing. That's a quote from him. So we should look for things that which we can thank God, even in the midst of a trial. Now, the giving of thanks is a habit that should be learned. And if we do that, it will produce joy. It should be maintained and developed, not just to show courtesy, but because it will produce joy for all concern. And the reason I'm sharing this is that's something we tend not to think about, that we can actually deliberately, consciously make a determination to become thankful, not just at a time of Thanksgiving, the holiday season, but as a lifestyle. The expression of thanks and gratitude, it brings joy to the heart of our Heavenly Father. And any of you that have children, if one of them would come to you and say, "Mom, Dad, I love you," or "Dad, I'm grateful. Mom, I'm so thankful." Isn't that something that would warm your heart? And I believe God rejoices when we come to Him saying, "Thank you." What do? Most of the time, we come to Him with our hands out, with a list of prayer petitions, things that we want and desire. So the offering of thanks brings great joy, not only to our Heavenly Father, but if we will be in that habit and practice of expressing it to others, it will bring joy and happiness into their lives. How long has it been since you've thanked your husband or wife and told him or her how much you appreciate them? How long has it been since you dropped a note to your mother and expressed gratitude for all she meant and did for you, not just on Mother's Day, or to thank a friend for a kindness they've shown? We do that so little, and I believe our world, our attitudes, so much of our lives could change if we would just develop that habit of being grateful for the big as well as the small things that the Lord and others do for us. Joy will come into our own hearts when we stop to say thank you. You know, a boy was counting up good things and the bad things that had happened in his life. He counted the good things first, and he became so happy about them that he forgot the bad things. Praise God. Well, I'm going to continue and conclude on tomorrow's broadcast, and I do am thankful that you joined me today. It's a great privilege to be able to minister on this station and to share the good things of the Lord with you. I pray regularly and fast for my UCM family, my radio family, and I just thank you for being faithful in your prayer support as well as your giving. God bless you. Thank you again, and I look forward to joining you tomorrow at this same time. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.